In this passage from the Gospel of St. John, kind of the mystery of all reality is revealed to us through the words of the Christ and in the person of the Christ. For if God the Father is the Lord of the universe, if he is the God of creation, if he is the one who holds all things in being, then he is not one among many. He is the only God. And when the only God who knows all things, who holds all things in being, reveals himself to us in his word, in his Son, then we catch glimpses of the wonder and the grandeur of the Lord. And the wonder and the depth and the vastness of our own existence, our own life. Jesus is grappling with the apostles' lack of comprehension of what this all means. And so they're constantly trying to pull back and to make the world we live in small enough that they can grasp it and understand it. And if they grasp it and understand it, then they feel more comfortable. Then they feel like kind of they're in charge of the reality that surrounds them. And Jesus challenges that. He said that will never happen, because no matter how small you choose to make the world in your own lives, it remains nevertheless the vast expression of the love of the Father. And I am the one who reveals that to you. And so he says, come to me, enter into your friendship with me, your relationship with me, for it is only in a relationship with Jesus Christ that we can even catch a glimpse of the meaning of our own lives and the vastness of the universe of which we are a part. And maybe the gospel today then can be not only for the apostles, but for you and I, an opportunity to come to understand in this world in which we live, which wants to reduce everything to the banal and to the pedestrian, who wants to get rid of any of the wonder of existence and wants to control everything around us and wants everyone to be their own creator and in charge completely of their own lives. It is a world that is doomed to a certain kind of darkness and desperation. We find it in the radical solutions that the modern world proposes for those things which are uncontrollable. And so we have the common solution coming from the social world in which we live. If you can't control something, then destroy it. Take the life of the child, take the life of the elderly, take the life of people who no longer are in absolute control of their lives. That will solve the problem. That's absurd. Of course it doesn't solve the problem. It simply exacerbates it, because it deprives life itself of meaning. Jesus says to us, look beyond. Come to understand what it means to have the Word of God dwelling among you and within you. Realize what you touch when you enter into life with Christ. You touch all existence and all being. You touch everything that is. And our own lives then have a deeper and a more profound meaning. I am going to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place, I will come back again and take you to myself. The promise for us to enter into the deep, deep mystery and vastness of divinity is what the Lord offers us in faith. The world offers us smallness, darkness, and ultimately death. The Lord Jesus offers us forever in the midst of the divine being, in the vastness of his life and his world, and with that helps us to come to understand more deeply the mystery of the world in which we live, the mystery of our own inner selves, and the mystery of human hope, resilience, and what greatness we have is only realized in the vastness of God.